Thanks for tuning in to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters. Perhaps you've never paid much attention to butterflies. Maybe you've never considered just how amazing they are. Well, today we're going to delve into the world of butterflies and how their fascinating transformation from crawling caterpillars to winged wonders unmistakably points to an intelligent designer. Hank welcomes intelligent design theorist Paul Nelson to the broadcast. Dr. Nelson is a philosopher of biology at Biola University and is featured in Illustra Media's latest documentary film, Metamorphosis: The Beauty and Design of Butterflies. And now, to start today's Bible Answer Man broadcast, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. As always, it is good to be in studio as we take your questions from around the United States and Canada. But before we do that, I want to talk today to a man who is truly remarkable. And he is featured in Illustra Media's brand new DVD. It is a DVD on the mystery of the monarch. It's titled Metamorphosis: The Beauty and Design of Butterflies. Some of you will remember that I first became enamored by their work when I watched The Privileged Planet. And from that day until this, I have been hooked on their work. But with Metamorphosis, The Beauty and Design of Butterflies, the people of Illustria have truly outdone themselves. Now, I want to talk about a correlation for just a moment. And that is the correlation to resurrection. Since examining the evidence for creation and resurrection, and of course the inspiration of Scripture over 30 years ago, I've not for a moment doubted the reality that I'm going to experience metamorphosis. And yet somehow, when I watched Metamorphosis, the reality of resurrection fluttered deeply into my soul on the wings of a monarch. Correspondence to our death and resurrection is, quite frankly, remarkable, because we too will experience metamorphosis in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Our lowly bodies will be transformed like His glorious body. Like the Savior, our resurrected bodies will be real. They'll be physical. They'll be flesh and bone bodies, perfectly engineered for a new heaven and a new earth. And like the monarch, our resurrected body will be numerically identical to the body we now possess. In other words, our resurrection body is not a second body, but it is our present body transformed. Like the monarch, we will experience what a caterpillar could not. In Eden restored, our bodies, our souls will fly full and free, unfettered by the stain of selfishness and sin. Well, you know my first impulse. When something moves me or brings me to God in a new way, I always want to find a way to share it with you. And you have just got to see this DVD. And therefore, I've asked our team to make Metamorphosis our thank you gift for your ministry support this month. Your gift of $25, $50, $100, or whatever God leads will help us share with untold thousands the uncontestable facts of God's guiding hand on the natural world. And of course, the all-important truth that in His Christ, in Christ alone, the plan of our metamorphosis is far more glorious than even the metamorphosis of a butterfly. We have the privilege of talking to Dr. Paul A. Nelson. He's a fellow at the Discovery Institute. He's an adjunct professor in science and religion at Biola University. He received his PhD from the University of Chicago in philosophy. His articles have appeared, of course, in the Christian Research Journal and such peer-reviewed journals as Biology and Philosophy and Zygon. And he is a truly remarkable spokesman for the intelligent design movement. And we are privileged to have him on the broadcast today. You'll get to know him very well when you get a copy of Metamorphosis. Paul, it's good to have you on the broadcast.
It's a great pleasure to be here.
I love to hear you talk, particularly when you talk about intelligent design, and I know that you have a passion for this project. All you have to do is watch Metamorphosis, as I and my whole family have, and you know the passion you exude for this product.
Well, these creatures, as you've noted, are truly amazing. Each butterfly, I think, is a small, exquisite testimonial to the authorship of a really superb craftsman. And I think, as you've noted in your opening remarks, there may be spiritual significance. One thing we learned during the production is that many churches around the country decorate their altars with butterfly symbols at Easter time. I didn't know that going into this film. But imagine saying to a caterpillar, you know what, you're going to die, in a sense. You will cease to be, but when you are renewed, you're going to be able to fly. And I think that in that there is a parallel to the transformation that we will undergo in our own renewal, our own resurrection from the dead. So I think there is spiritual significance there, and I'm so glad you touched on that.
You know, what happened to me when I watched Metamorphosis, and my staff told me about it, and I thought, yeah, well, I don't think I'm going to be that impressed. They were just over the top with it. I watched it, and when I watched it, something happened to me. It was pretty spectacular and powerful. An odd series of words kept churning through my mind. Words like, it's true after all. God did create the universe. Resurrection is a reality. I'm going to experience metamorphosis. It's true after all. And I wondered immediately why those words, because I've examined the evidence for resurrection. I haven't doubted it. I've believed it. I've preached it for 30 years. But something happened watching Metamorphosis that was truly extraordinary, because you see something happening in the natural world that not only has parallels to our own resurrection, but demonstrates ultimate proof for the existence of a divine creator.
I think that's right. I think that when we see in Scripture, in Psalm 19 or in Romans 1, God saying, it's unmistakable. The signal that I've left in nature is unmistakable. God's not kidding. There really are indicators there that point clearly to his authorship. My own view is that every developing animal, from the lowliest worm to, you know, a blue whale, has this remarkable process. But I think with butterflies, it's as if God had the whole orchestra playing and said, I'm going to make this so obvious, so beautiful, so exquisite, you can't possibly miss what I have to say in this living thing. So I'm thrilled to hear that you reacted to the film as you did. I can tell you it was a lot of fun to put together.
Well, you know, here's my fear. My fear is that people are going to react to this product the same way I reacted. You know, it's wonderful, I'm sure, but I've seen butterflies, I've seen caterpillars. I know something wondrous is going on, but I don't know that this is enough for me to watch a DVD for an hour. And yet, watching it is spellbinding. I have, Paul, 12 children, and I watched it from the youngest to the oldest with my wife, and every one of us was captivated. Talk about the captivating nature of this DVD.
Well, for one thing, the film does things that have never been done before, and we discovered that during the research leading up to the production. For instance, we wanted to know what research had been done to show the interior of a chrysalis, this mysterious bridge stage between the caterpillar and the adult flying butterfly. What research had been done to visualize that? It turned out almost nothing had been done, and we found one scientist in Ohio who actually had used MRI to visualize what was going on, and we took his images and were able to pick out individual structures in a way that's never been done before, showing, for instance, how the gut of the caterpillar changes its shape to become much smaller because the creature is going to change the food that it's eating. showing how legs and wings and compound eyes arise where they didn't exist before. So you've seen the film and you've watched that transformation. That material has never previously been put in a film. So I was thrilled to be part of the team that took those images and made them accessible to people in a way that really has never been done before.
You are a leader in the intelligent design movement, and you know just how important the issue of origins is. I often say how one views their origins ultimately will determine how they live their life. If you think that you're a function of random chance, you're going to live your life by a different standard than if you know you're created in the image of God and accountable to Him. This DVD really does get to the issue of origins, doesn't it?
It does, because when we look at butterflies, the question that naturally occurs to us, and I think to all people, Christian or not, is how did this come to be? And you really, at the end of the day, you're faced with two choices. One is an intelligence, in some sense like ours, but vastly, vastly more powerful, or a natural process. And pretty much every evolutionary theory will break down into either a natural process or strictly chance, just a lucky roll of the dice. That's one option, or you have the option of intelligence. And human beings have an obligation when they're confronted with evidence to find the best explanation for what they're looking at. And I think what the movie shows is that there's really no other reasonable explanation for this exquisite process of metamorphosis for these living jewels than intelligence. And it's a response to data. It's a response to evidence. And it's fully rational. It really is the best explanation for what we see, namely that these things were created by a transcendent mind.
You show this to an unbeliever, Dr. Nelson, and I think without preaching a single word, they get immediately that there is a divine intelligence. There is a God who spoke and the universe leapt into existence. I mean, this is a DVD that transforms without necessarily preach. I mean, you get it intuitively.
I think you're right. There's power in the evidence. There's power in the very system that's being examined. I had a conversation a few years ago with a very famous evolutionary biologist at the University of Chicago. Because it was a private conversation, I won't say his name, but one-on-one, sitting in his lab, he was talking about Mike Behe's book, Darwin's Black Box, and this biologist, although not himself a design theorist, was sympathetic to critiques of Darwin. And he said, you know what you guys need to do, meaning you intelligent design guys, just get out of the way of the evidence. Let people see what a cell is really like. Let them see how complex life is, and that will do all the persuasive work for you. So I feel in this film what we've done in effect is we've let people see what the butterflies and the caterpillars really are like. And frankly, Hank, we've only scratched the surface. I'm preparing for a series of screenings around the country, and as I'm doing my background research, everywhere I look, I see another exquisite detail, some unique gene, some exquisite function that God's put in place to make these creatures what they are. And it sort of comes to the point where you want to sort of stand up and sing the doxology. So it's hard for me not to be enthusiastic about butterflies as examples of God's workmanship.
Talking to Dr. Paul Nelson. He is an extraordinary young earth creationist. He is involved in the intelligent design movement as a leader, and he is featured prominently in Metamorphoses, the Beauty and Design of Butterflies. If you've not seen Metamorphoses, you need to. As I mentioned, I watched it with my family. It prompted conversations late into the night. Together, the metamorphoses of monarchs, the mysterious Methuselah gene, their migration from places such as Maine and Michigan and Minnesota to a mountain range in Mexico is as mysterious as it is memorable. And Metamorphoses The beauty and design of butterflies now available to you through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute for your gift to the ministry. This is a must-see. If you don't have this, if you haven't seen it, you want to watch it personally. You want to watch it with your family. You want to watch it with your friends. This is a treasure. Illustria Media, quite simply, has outdone themselves. It is available again through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can order online at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, when you pick up the telephone and call 888-7000-CRI, Dr. Paul Nelson back with us in just a few moments right after the break. You don't want to touch that dial.
Butterflies are one of God's most amazing creatures. With their superbly engineered bodies, compound eyes made of thousands of individual lenses, wings covered with microscopic solar panels, and astonishing navigational systems, how could these extraordinary creatures come into being by blind, undirected processes? Metamorphosis, The Beauty and Design of Butterflies, an exciting documentary DVD from Illustra Media, explores their world like never before. Metamorphosis combines spectacular photography with advanced computer animation to not only give you insights into the wonders of nature, but see it filled with purpose that can only come from an intelligent designer. Order Metamorphosis on DVD for your gift to the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast will be right back in just a few moments. With the vast amount of information flooding the internet, how can you determine what's true? How can you be certain that what you're viewing is reliable? Well, equip.org is a safe haven with content you can trust. Content that has been well researched and designed to deepen your discernment skills and help equip you to defend the faith. At equip.org, you can search articles, books, and videos. Listen to the Bible Answer Man right from your computer. Or listen to an Ask Hank program where Hank takes just a few minutes to answer important questions about the Bible and Christianity. You can also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, read our blog, or receive special benefits by signing up for our weekly e-newsletter. Don't founder in the sea of misinformation. Make equip.org your homepage today. Again, the address is equip.org. Butterflies are one of God's most amazing creations. Their wonder and mystery has captivated children and scientists alike. With their superbly engineered bodies, compound eyes made of thousands of individual lenses, wings covered with microscopic solar panels, as well as a navigational system, how could these extraordinary creatures come into being by blind, undirected processes? Metamorphosis, The Beauty and Design of Butterflies, an exciting documentary DVD from Illustra Media, explores their world like never before. Metamorphosis combines spectacular photography with advanced computer animation to not only give you insights into the wonders of nature, but see it filled with purpose that can only come from an intelligent designer. Order Metamorphosis on DVD by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making, and based on two decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken? From the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Throughout history, butterflies have fascinated artists and philosophers, scientists and school children with their profound beauty. In Metamorphosis, a spectacular documentary film from Illustra Media, you'll explore the mystery and magic of intelligently designed butterflies like never before. Through stunning photography, computer animation, and magnetic resonance imaging, Metamorphosis opens once-hidden doors into every stage of a butterfly's life cycle. Filmed in the lush rainforests of Ecuador and Mexico's transvolcanic mountains, Metamorphosis is an unforgettable journey filled with the joys of discovery. For your gift to the Christian Research Institute this month, we'd like to send you Metamorphosis on DVD. Simply call 888-7000-CRI or go to equip.org. Once again, here's Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And again, Metamorphosis is our September appeal for your gift to the ministry this month. We'll send you a copy of Metamorphosis, The Beauty and Design of Butterflies. You can also call our resource consultants for multiple quantities for family and friends. It's spectacular photography. And of course, it is replete with computer animation, a transformation so incredible that biologists have called it butterfly magic. Again, Metamorphosis, you can get it a number of different ways on the World Wide Web at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI on the line, Dr. Paul Nelson, a remarkable leader in the intelligent design movement, and you'll get to know him personally by watching Metamorphosis. You'll feel like you're one of his family members. He's very warm, engaging, knowledgeable. You will learn so much, as I did. And one of the things that I learned watching this particular DVD is that the female monarch is prolific, not just beautiful. It's a masterpiece in motion. It lays literally hundreds of eggs during its all-too-brief sojourn on Earth. The eggs themselves, of course, are majestic as well. They're like miniature cathedrals embedded in a sea of green, and not just any green. One of the wonders of nature is that butterflies know precisely where to lay their eggs. And if they choose the wrong leaf, the emerging caterpillar will surely die. That, Dr. Paul Nelson, cannot be an accident.
No, it's remarkable. When you look at the care that the female monarch takes in depositing her eggs, she's very discriminating. For instance, she won't lay them on old milkweed plants. She'll search for the short, more tender leaves of a smaller plant, and she'll carefully spread her eggs out. There's a problem that if the eggs are too close together, they may inadvertently cannibalize each other. It's interesting when the baby caterpillar, tiny little thing, emerges from the egg. The first thing it does is to consume the egg case itself because it needs that protein. Now, if there's another egg case in the immediate vicinity, it might accidentally eat that one too. So what the female does is place one egg here and then fly a little bit distance away, find another milkweed plant, lay an egg there, and she'll lay hundreds of eggs during her life. And when you look at them, you know, scanning electron micrograph, they're just amazing. Beautiful symmetrical structure with a tiny air hole to allow the caterpillar to breathe. As I've said many times, when we look more closely at the world that God made, it becomes more, not less interesting. The details themselves are astonishing.
Let's talk about that word, metamorphosis. The chrysalis is, in essence, I guess, a casket in which the caterpillar actually experiences ruin and then resurrection. You have constituent parts that devolve into this mysterious molecular mixture, and then the unthinkable. You have this incredible transformation. I want you to talk about metamorphosis, one, definitionally, but also just the mystery in metamorphosis that natural selection simply has no answer for.
Well, the word itself means total transformation. You're totally transforming the shape of one kind of organism, the caterpillar, and you're building a completely different kind of organism, the flying adult. The process itself is really not well understood. What happens is, not understood in how it's controlled, that is. What happens is, as the caterpillar enters the chrysalis, its tissues are dissolved. It disappears. It's literally digested away. And from tiny cell populations that were present but hadn't yet begun to grow, you then see the adult structures begin to form, the compound eyes, the wings, the legs, the long tongue proboscis that the adult butterfly will use to eat nectar. And this is really a miracle, I think, or a mystery, because you're connecting two very different kinds of organisms through a stage that could not have been constructed by natural selection. The reason is that natural selection, as a natural process, has no foresight. It can't look into the future. But metamorphosis is the kind of process that requires planning. You're not going to enter a stage like the chrysalis and dissolve away almost all of your tissues unless you know how to get out of that stage, unless you've got some plan for getting out the other side. Well, a plan like that requires a cause that can look down the road, that has foresight. Natural selection has none. So if I were looking for an event or a process that could not have evolved by an undirected natural cause like natural selection, metamorphosis would be right at the top of my list. If I were an evolutionary biologist and I looked at this puzzle, I would say there's something wrong with my theory because it simply is not adequate to this kind of puzzle.
There are a lot of Christians, I think, very unfortunately, that are playing around the edges of theistic evolution, if not completely buying into theistic evolution. And it seems to me, Dr. Nelson, that this is a time where evolution is in its death throes. It simply cannot stand in an age of scientific enlightenment. Talk about the dangers of buying into theistic evolution, which I've often said on this broadcast is the worst of all possibilities. If you want to believe in evolution, that's fine, but just don't blame God for it.
Well, in the late 19th century, James Clerk Maxwell, the great physicist who was an evangelical Christian and gave us Maxwell's equations, had this wonderful aphorism where he said, "The effect of attaching Christianity to a bad scientific theory is it keeps that theory around much longer than it should be." And I think that's what's happening now with theistic evolution. I think evolutionary theory faces so many severe difficulties that it's a real mistake for Christians to make God the author of that theory, or that God would have used that kind of process to construct the world that we see. I understand that there are many pressures on Christians to conform their thinking to what academia says is authoritative. But my own view is one needs to go to the root of a theory, and if the root of a theory is a denial of God's reality, a denial of God's authorship of this world, as I think you find when you plunge down and look at the roots of evolutionary theory, which is materialism or naturalism, then I think it's a real mistake to say, well, as a Christian, I need to find some way to marry my faith to this scientific theory. So, Hank, I have to agree with you. I think theistic evolution is really the worst option out there. Making God the author of, God using a theory that actually does not work very well at all. So I would encourage your listeners to have the courage to watch a film like this, and then when they interact with someone who's an advocate of evolution, ask them, does your theory explain something like metamorphosis? If it doesn't, why should I accept that theory? Maybe I should be looking for a better theory, something like intelligent design. So one advantage that this film provides is it creates an opening for discussion about the adequacy of evolutionary theory to explain puzzles like metamorphosis.
And you've already touched on this and done a wonderful job of explaining this to us, but just for emphasis, go over the implausibility of a caterpillar devolving into this mysterious molecular mixture and then re-emerging wings, for example, as if by magic.
Well, think about it this way. Any evolutionary process is going to take place over many, many generations. You'll have mutations arise which will cause minor changes in some pre-existing species. So suppose you had something like a caterpillar that had not yet evolved the butterfly stage. Now, the caterpillar, unlike, you know, the Bug's Life movie, you're not just going to attach a pair of wings to a caterpillar. You've got to rebuild the organism. So you've got to break down the caterpillar on the way towards the adult butterfly, but you can't do that halfway. There's no rationale biologically to sort of half dissolving a caterpillar. That would be equivalent to death. Here's how I've explained it to some audiences. Imagine that you're a magician like Houdini, and you're going to be lowered into a large box filled with water, and the lid will be put on and locked tight, and there's no trickery involved. It really is a box full of water with a lid that's locked on tight. The one thing you will not let yourself do as a magician is go into that box of water without a plan to get out, probably a plan to get out plus a couple of backups in case the first one doesn't work. Well, the caterpillar really faces the same problem. When it enters the chrysalis and begins to dissolve its tissues, unless it has a plan to get out of that stage, a plan that will have to be programmed from the start, in effect, it's committing suicide. And that kind of process cannot be built incrementally. You don't half dissolve yourself or, you know, say, well, I'll get rid of 50% of my tissues and then make a go of it. You really do need, if you're an evolving organism, some mechanism, some process that will get you out the other side. In our experience, human beings universally, when we see this kind of long-range process, we ascribe that to intelligence because it seems to require, in fact, it does require a cause with foresight. And the only cause in the universe that we know that possesses foresight is intelligence. It's a mind, in some sense, like our own. So as I said earlier, this to me is the rational and really the only rational explanation for something like metamorphosis. It's simply responding to the evidence that's there in front of you and saying, what kind of cause is adequate to explain what I see? And an undirected natural process will not do it.
Talking to Dr. Paul Nelson, he'll be with us for the remaining segment as we close out the broadcast today after the commercial breaks. Behind every Bible Answer Man broadcast and CRI resource, behind all the evidence and closely reasoned logical arguments lies the goal of bringing ever more people into a life transformational relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When you order Metamorphosis, you are not only being equipped, but you're partnering with me today through your gift of any amount to create more compelling broadcasts and resources because truth matters. We'll be right back in just a few moments with Dr. Paul Nelson and more on Metamorphosis.
Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making and based on 2 decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken?, Hank counters the contentions of Bible critics and shows that belief in the Holy Scripture does not stem from wishful thinking. Rather, belief logically flows from an honest examination of the evidence. Order Has God Spoken? For your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Stay tuned. The Bible Answer Man with Hank Hanegraaff will be right back.
Now more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the current issue of the Christian Research Journal.
Nancy Piercy addresses how the flawed worldview of secularism fails to explain human life and experience, how the hookup culture falls short of its promised liberation, and why biblical morality is not arbitrary in her article, Sex, Lies, and Secularism. William Dembski's article, Old Earth Creationism and the Fall, answers how Adam's sin could be responsible for the natural evil, including animal suffering and death, that preceded the fall. Other topics include a summary critique of Sam Harris's The Moral Landscape, What the Walking Dead Can Teach Pro-Lifers, a review of the film The Tree of Life, and much more.
Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI, or go online to equip.org.
Breaking the code of the Book of Revelation has become an international obsession. The result has been rampant misreading of Scripture, bad theology, and even bad politics and foreign policy. In the Apocalypse Code, find out what the Bible really says about the end times and why it matters today. Hank Hanegraaff argues that the key to understanding the last book of the Bible is the other 65 books of the Bible, not current events or recent history. The Apocalypse Code offers sane answers to some very controversial questions, such as, what does it mean to take the book of Revelation literally? Who are the Antichrist and the Great Whore of Babylon? And what is the real meaning of 666? Order The Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff today. Available in softcover, MP3 CD, or MP3 download from equip.org. Or call 888-7000-CRI. Butterflies are one of God's most amazing creations. Their wonder and mystery has captivated children and scientists alike. With their superbly engineered bodies, compound eyes made of thousands of individual lenses, wings covered with microscopic solar panels, as well as a navigational system, how could these extraordinary creatures come into being by blind, undirected processes? Metamorphosis, The Beauty and Design of Butterflies, an exciting documentary DVD from Illustra Media, explores their world like never before. Metamorphosis combines spectacular photography with advanced computer animation to not only give you insights into the wonders of nature, but see it filled with purpose that can only come from an intelligent designer. Order Metamorphosis on DVD by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. When we reflect on the majesty of God's creation, the butterfly stands out as a testimony to His genius and design. Once a caterpillar, they undergo an amazing transformation into beautiful winged creatures that may be the single best proof in the natural world of the existence of a divine creator. As believers, it's plain to see the remarkable parallel between the metamorphosis of butterflies and our own resurrection, when we will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and our mortal bodies will put on immortality at the return of Christ. To share these truths with you, we would like to offer Metamorphosis, The Beauty and Design of Butterflies, a breathtaking documentary film from Illustra Media. To order Metamorphosis on DVD for your gift this month, call 888-7000-CRI or log on to equip.org. We now return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Here's Hank Hanegraaff.
And my guest today is Dr. Paul Nelson, featured in Metamorphosis, The Beauty and Design of Butterflies. And there's so much we want to communicate to you, the listening audience, because ultimately we want to put this resource into your hands. It is, quite frankly, a tool. It's a beautiful tool. It's a breathtaking tool, but a tool to reach people with the truth of the gospel. Ultimately, the truth that God created the universe, that Jesus Christ is God, and that the Bible is divine as opposed to merely human in origin. And I have already seen people transformed by watching Metamorphosis. In other words, they watch this spellbound, and there is an intuitive message being preached through the beauty, the magnificence of a monarch butterfly. I'm going to have to Dr. Paul Nelson back on the broadcast in the coming weeks to talk more about this. And I don't want to give away upcoming shows, but I do want to give people a little taste of what we're going to talk about, Dr. Paul Nelson, when we talk about not only metamorphosis, but the mysterious Methuselah gene. But there is a mystery to that that only intelligent design can explain.
Well, it's something that's astonishing that I frankly did not know about until I began working on this film. I guess I'm ashamed to admit that in one sense, because I've studied biology since I was 20 years old through my PhD. But it turns out, and I too don't want to give away too much, that the life cycle of monarchs changes radically depending on the time of year in which they're born. Right now in North America, monarchs are emerging from their chrysalis, and they will live many times longer than monarchs that live during the summer. And the reason for that is they have to travel thousands of miles, let's say from a lakeshore in Michigan to the mountains outside Mexico City, spend the winter there, and then come back north to start the whole cycle again. So this would be, Hank, like you or me, living as long as Methuselah. And it's another aspect of the life cycle of butterflies and monarchs in particular, that the more you look at it, the more amazing it is, because this Methuselah generation, if you will, has to shut down all kinds of normal processes to make this long migration, to spend the winter there, and then to return. So, for instance, their sexual maturity is greatly delayed until the spring of the following year. That's when they mate and start the next generation. So that whole system is down-regulated in a really amazing way. So that's one thing we can talk about. And then, of course, the control of migration itself. I would challenge any listener, they can't use GPS, they can't use Google Maps, they can't use a good old-fashioned Rand McNally Atlas to get themselves, let's say, from New York City to Mexico City just by walking. And, of course, the monarchs are doing this entirely without the aid of any kind of navigational system of human design. They've got one built in. So that's a whole other interesting story that is discussed in the film.
And it's not passed down to them by their ancestors either.
No, they've never been there. They're not being led as, for instance, sandhill cranes or other migratory birds are by an experienced adult. They're setting out on this voyage having never been there, and they're going all the way across the continent. In some cases, they're flying all the way across the Gulf of Mexico. They may stop on an oil rig to catch their breath, so to speak. But they're making a trip to a distant site, a destination thousands of kilometers away where they've never been, and they will in some cases end up in the same trees as their great-great-grandparents. So that part of the story itself is remarkable.
And we're going to be talking about that next time with Dr. Paul Nelson. I want to touch on another point, and that is Darwin, who theorized that every organism evolved from a common ancestor as a result of natural selection acting on random variations. But the Cambrian explosion points in precisely the opposite direction. In fact, Darwin said the distinctiveness of specific forms and their not being blended together by innumerable transitional links is a very obvious difficulty. And while Darwin predicted hundreds of thousands of transitional forms leading to the fossils of the Cambrian explosion, in actuality, none appear. And of course, since Darwin, the problem has only gotten worse. The fossil record has expanded, and yet all known animal body plans appear in the form they possess today. We can commend Darwin for his candor. He said if it could be demonstrated that any complex organ existed, which could not possibly have been formed by numerous successive slight modifications, my theory would absolutely break down. Now, in Metamorphoses, Dr. Nelson, there's an illustration or an animation of a Model T Ford becoming this unbelievably sophisticated flying machine, a helicopter of sorts. And one of the things you point out in the DVD is this pales by comparison to what is actually happening in Metamorphoses.
That's right. It's a whimsical analogy, but the actual process of transformation, which many students, school kids have seen, they've had a caterpillar in a case in their or a terrarium in their classroom, and it forms the chrysalis, and then about a week to 10 days later, the butterfly emerges. If you stop to think through everything that's required to do that, down to the molecular details to coordinate the whole process, transforming a Model T into a helicopter would be child's play compared to that. After all, we're talking about a living thing with trillions of genes or proteins that have to be coordinated. The actual transformation staggers the imagination when you compare it to what's shown in the film. So the analogy there is just to be suggestive, but to get people thinking, what is it that I'm really looking at?
And yet, if you think about a Model T Ford just driving into a garage, the doors close, everything is sealed, and then a number of hours or days later, you have a helicopter coming out, you think, man, that would never happen. And again, you've pointed out in a beautifully graphic way, not only with your language, but through the animation by Illustria Media, that the metamorphosis that takes place is greatly more sophisticated, almost beyond analogy, than that.
That's right. And I think that if someone is able to watch a process like this and their heart is not pure granite, in other words, if they have any kind of opening in their perception for picking up the signal that's been put there by the designer, I think they have to come away from that saying, this is clear evidence that what I see in front of me was not caused by an undirected process, but rather by a mind, in some sense like mine, but vastly more powerful.
Let's talk for a moment about what we started the broadcast with, and that is our own resurrection. When you watch Metamorphoses, there's a sense in which we can tangibly think about our own resurrection, because we too will die. But there's a one-to-one correspondence between the body that dies and the body that rises. The body that rises will be immortal, imperishable, incorruptible, but there's correspondence, and we will physically live in a physical universe with a physically resurrected Christ.
That's right, and it's remarkable to me the spiritual significance or the spiritual connection that you can see, I think, in a kind of a natural model. I think of the scripture that says, eye has not seen nor ear heard what the Son of Man has prepared for those who love him. And as a Christian, I find great encouragement and confidence looking at this transformation of butterfly, caterpillar to butterfly, that my renewed and transformed body will have continuity with the body that existed before, as you've pointed out, but in fact will be given capabilities and experiences that go far beyond anything I could possibly imagine. Almost as if God has put into nature a model for us to see the kind of transformation that we will undergo. So it's not surprising that on many altars in many Christian churches around the country at Easter time, there are butterfly symbols woven into the materials there.
Well, we're just about out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, but I do want to say that God is using you in a powerful way and in so many different ways, including in this DVD. We deeply appreciate your ministry, your life, and your work.
Thank you.
Dr. Paul Nelson, again, he is a fellow of the Discovery Institute. He's an adjunct professor in science and religion at Biola University. My daughter, Katie, graduated from Biola, as did her husband, my son-in-law, Adam, who now has received his Ph.D. from Baylor, also graduated from Biola University, so our fond remembrances of that school and this excellence in teaching some of my own children. Dr. Paul Nelson is also significantly featured in Illustria, and you will not only fall in love with the DVD, but with him as well and with his work. Metamorphosis, the Beauty and Design of Butterflies is our offer to you this month for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute. Again, it is a must-see. You should order multiple copies if you can for family members and friends. It is transformational. People will come to faith in Christ. People will grow in their faith. People will be equipped to always be ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within them with gentleness and with respect. You can order online at equip.org. In a safe, secure fashion, you can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or you can speak to our resource consultants, 888-7000 CRI. I'm so excited about this DVD. I wrote a From the President column for the upcoming edition of the Christian Research Journal on the mystery of the monarch, ultimate proof for the existence of divine creator. You got to see it for yourself. Order today. Again, the safest, quickest way to get it on the World Wide Web for your gift at equip.org. Thanks for tuning in today. We'll be right back here tomorrow to answer your questions.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We'd like to thank Dr. Paul Nelson for joining us today. If you appreciate the equipping answers and resources you receive from the Christian Research Institute, will you please stand with us in prayer and consider giving a donation to the ministry? As our way of saying thank you this month, we'll send you Metamorphosis, the Beauty and Design of Butterflies. To donate by phone, call 888-7000-CRI or by mail, P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Of course, the easiest way to give is by going to our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded by the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters.
Now more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the current issue of the Christian Research Journal.
Hank Hanegraaff's cover article reveals the key to unlocking messianic prophecy. A common objection to Christianity is that the New Testament takes Old Testament prophecies out of context in applying them to Jesus Christ. The answer lies squarely in understanding the role of typological prophecy in the Bible. Douglas Grotheis's summary critique of Rob Bell's controversial book Love Wins exposes the inconsistencies of Bell's ideas and his misinterpretation of Scripture in a way that is direct yet winsome. Other topics include a review of Todd Burpo's book, Heaven is for Real, What is the Unpardonable Sin?, the insightful Ask Hank column, and much more.
Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI, or go online to equip.org.
Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making, and based on two decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence.
Order Has God Spoken from the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.